Sarah is trying to avoid the inevitable drama for Thanksgiving this year. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Specific drama, though. Hey, is this Sarah?
Yes, hi.
Hey. Sarah, thanks for allowing us to give you a call. Tell us what's going on.
I really need your help. I am struggling with Thanksgiving coming up.
Okay, we get it. It may not be the easiest for some people in some families.
Mm-hmm. And so every single Thanksgiving, the conversation eventually turns into, so who's hosting next year? And somehow without fail, my name gets thrown into the ring. And here's the thing. I do not want to host 20 people next year or at all.
Oh. That's a big family.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah,
could be a big undertaking. A
lot of stress, sure.
Mm-hmm. No, and my place is super small. My sister's kids are feral, and I just don't have...
I'm sure they're lovely.
They're just, yes, they're in that phase. I get it. If you're a parent, you've been through it, sure.
Yes, and I don't have the emotional or physical square footage to, like, handle their chaos on top of more cooking chaos. I really love the idea of just going somewhere, eating, help clean up, and then leaving, you know?
Yeah, sure. It is easier. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, my conscience, my stupid conscience, like, I also don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or start drama because, like, this always turns into a thing, and I'll hear, like, well, I hosted 2 years ago, or my house is too small. I did it last time. You know, the whole thing.
Sure.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I love we're unpacking all this for you. You know?
Absolutely. And is it a thing where you have maybe a rotation? Or because I'm sure the other family members, too, just want to feel... that everyone's getting a turn, especially if you don't have like a grandma who loves and insists on hosting every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's just we have more of the volunteers, whereas I like to sit back and not volunteer. And I don't know. I'm just trying to gracefully bow out of any hosting duties without coming across as like selfish or starting a feud between the family.
Yeah. I mean, here's what I'll say, and I'll just leave it at this. How hard could it be?
Oh, wow. Famous last words when you got like 20 people.
How hard could
How do
it
you
be?
Guys do it, though? Do you bring does everybody bring a dish, or is like the host expected to do the majority of the cooking and everyone just shows up to eat?
It's a mixture. I mean, there's like half the family that'll come over early or the day before. They'll stay there and they'll do all the cooking and stuff. And then the other half will just show up with their dishes and then, you know, eat and be jolly and all that good
stuff. And that's the lane you like.
Yes.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. I get it. All right. Well, Sarah, thanks for allowing us to chat.
I'm sure you're not the only one that's been in this kind of position.
Yeah, yeah. And
yeah.
I'm sure others could suggest. I'm usually never home for Thanksgiving, so I'm always Thanksgiving out of like a hotel room or a restaurant or something like that. So I don't really have any like tips for you. But
well, we actually like prefer to host, to be honest. We don't get to do it a lot though. But
well,
don't have feral kids though in the family that run around and destroy the house. So I also get those concerns. Mm-hmm. And if it's just, you know, physically a smaller space and you don't like the idea of packing everybody in.
Yeah, that can be claustrophobic for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Sarah, we've already got some suggestions rolling in via text and stuff like that. So we'll see what they say. And you know, hopefully, if nothing else, you can have an enjoyable time with family.
Yes. Thank you. I just drama free is all I want.
Now, you're not going to enjoy all the people that are like, you just got to take your turn.
Right.
Michelle says, I host my husband's 22 plus member family every year. It's hard. Everyone wants someone else to do it. So just, you got to just be a part of it.
It's kind of not fair if like you're the one that doesn't have to host it. If it's a thing where everybody is kind of fighting about it.
I wonder
at
I wonder if she's the youngest child.
Could be.
Because that's giving very third child energy.
Well, Trina says you just got to say it. Hey, I've hosted a lot. I think it's somebody else's turn. Just flat out say it. I'm not doing it. If you show up, there will be no food, LOL. Wow.
There,
I don't know if that's going to go over well.
I mean, you could do the, hey, for Thanksgiving this year when we host, I want to do the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. So people bring jelly beans, people bring popcorn, people bring toast. You don't know what I'm talking about, do
no,
you?
No, I don't.
Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving.
Okay. It's been a while.
It's a cartoon.
Yes.
And it's,
I remember the Charlie Brown cartoons.
Yeah. It's like, and so what they do is they have this Friendsgiving, if you will.
Got it. And that's what they bring.
They have popcorn, jelly beans, and toast.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But I feel like for you, you know what else you could do? You could like see if maybe you all decide to go out to like Cracker Barrel or something. Go have a Thanksgiving dinner out. That way nobody has to host. Nobody has their house destroyed.
So for
nobody
your
has
turn,
to clean up.
So for your turn, yep. So who foots the bill for that?
Everyone pays for their own.
Oh, okay.
You'd be spending money to buy the ingredients to make a dish anyway.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well.
Could be a compromise. Hey, guys, this year, how about nobody has to host and have their house wrecked and all the things? Let's all go out together, enjoy a meal, and let somebody else like take care of us. Yay.
Yeah, I mean, you could start a, quote, new tradition.
Could be.
You know? So,
that could be
I don't
fun.
Know.
They have delicious food.
All right, what do you do? What's your story? 502-795-1997. Outside of just telling Sarah to man up and do it, what's your take? All right? Would love to hear that coming up. So our listener Sarah doesn't want to sound like a big diva beeb on 99.7 DJX, but she also doesn't want to host Thanksgiving next year.
Now, like ever.
It's not on the cards this year. There's already someone else doing it, but she's like,
she's already
I don't,
stressing out about next year.
I don't want my name to even come up. Now, Genghis John rolls in on text and says, just host one, make everything absolutely terrible, and they'll never want you to host again.
Yeah, that was a disaster at her house. We're not going back.
Yeah. Now, I do like a lot of people who are like, you could always do an Airbnb or, you know, go to some place like Pigeon Forge or...
Forge would be fun.
Or some place where you can rent a house. There's a kitchen, and then everybody can kind of bring stuff and then just do it there, and it's not your place, it's somewhere else's.
I will tell you, we spent the two times that we went to Disney World were over Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
They're back-to-back years when, you know, my daughter was like five, they were like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely awesome. They had an amazing little Thanksgiving meal at the resort we were staying at. And it was a perfect time to go. So, you know, you could take a little family vacation if you wanted
to.
Go to Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
I mean, heading to the mountains would be fun to spend Thanksgiving.
Lisa, the love consultant, rolls in and says, you do need to take your turn at some point.
Yes, it's only fair.
Yeah, that is true. So,
but you can share your concerns about, you know, she said she's got a small place and maybe she can, you know, talk about the fact, well, I just feel like everyone's going to be really cramped if we're at my place. Unfortunately, I've got a really small place. And I know, she turns to her sister, your kids need space
to run and frolic. Now Jen rolls in and goes, I just learned that you can actually refuse to host. I didn't even know that was a thing. LOL.
Well, but can you? Can you? You can,
well, that's
you
what
can
a lot of people are rolling in and saying.
Sure, you can voice your concerns about that and just say, like, listen, hey, we've got a big family. I don't have a big place. My kitchen's really small. I just want everyone to be comfortable and have a good time. And I feel like my place isn't the best place to do that. I'd be happy to help cook somewhere else. Maybe she can volunteer her services there.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. Hopefully everything is drama-free this year and next.
Right. But, if they do a thing where they are rotating it around the family, I don't think it's feasible for her to,
you can't dodge it forever.
Yeah.
You can't dodge it forever.
But maybe you can... sounds like you have some valid concerns with your space and packing all those people in. And maybe that's the angle you go with and see if you can come up with another way that you can be a big helper.
Good luck. Pass the gravy. It's group therapy.